If you don't get health insurance through work or need to help your kids, a friend, or a relative find coverage, there are ways to do it that save money.
And Kiplinger's personal finance editor, Janet Bodner, joins us now. Good to have you back, Janet.
Thanks a bunch.
Interesting stuff here. Where can we find our options for health insurance to figure out the kind of plan that would be right for us?
Well, a couple of things are available. A couple of good websites. One is a government website, healthcare.gov, which will give you ideas of what types of individual health care policies are available in your area. Also, a great health site, website called ehealthinsurance.com, which gives you, will actually, ask you questions about your health, and it will give you ideas of prices and policy details that would be available to you from lots of companies. So, if, as you pointed out earlier, if you don't get health insurance through your employer, there really are ways to get coverage on your own.
Janet, there's a lot of talk about COBRA coverage,
right. For
you talk about that.
COBRA coverage is the federal law that requires employers to offer continuing coverage to you for up to 18 months after you leave your job. And that's a good idea in some cases, but not every case. It's a good idea if there's nothing else that is particularly available to you. But it may be that you can get individual coverage on your own. And it really does pay to look into that because the COBRA coverage can be expensive. Now, COBRA coverage is also important if there is some pre-existing condition involved, because very often it's easier to maintain the coverage you have, and maintain the coverage for that particular condition. But if that's not the case in your situation and you're looking for less expensive coverage, it pays to look at the sites that I mentioned earlier, eHealth Insurance or healthcare.gov, to see what else is available.
Another decision to make, how large of a deductible should we have? Have any formulas for there for us?
Well, I think it kind of depends on what you can afford as far as premium and how much risk you're willing to take as far as the deductible is concerned. Because obviously the higher the deductible, the lower your premium. So if you have a deductible of, say, $1,000 or so, your premiums will be considerably lower. And that may make the policy much more affordable for you.
Hey, Janet, something kind of exciting for a lot of folks. You're offering, Kiplinger is offering, free financial advice. How's that working?
That is today. If you call in, and there's an 800 number, but you just go to our website, kiplinger.com, and you can also have a live chat with us and with professional personal finance advisors, members of NAPFA, the National Association of Personal Financial Advisors. And they can give you, we are focusing this on retirement planning for people of all ages. So if you have personal questions about how to plan for your own retirement, you can get them answered by professional planners if you go to kiplinger.com. And sometimes we take additional questions on other financial issues because, hey, you've got this wonderful expert help there, and it's free, and it lasts until 6 o'clock tonight, so you might as well take advantage of it.
All right, good deal. Thanks, Janet.
Oh, my pleasure.
Janet Bodner, editor of Kiplinger's Personal Finance, and we will link you to that all that information on WTOP.com.